Okay, gevach everybody. Gevach, what a schus to be back together. It's an extra week, those who are counting. Usually we try to have this year every other week and get to miss one, so Baruch Hashem, it's special to be back together, and I apologize I couldn't be here last week. That's what the Ebrister wants. It's what's meant to be, and I apologize as well for being here a little bit late tonight. We'll get into that in a moment. Why? But before we begin, I just want to say thank you to the sponsors tonight and explain that the shiur tonight is being sponsored anonymously, but for someone that many of us in this room know and we're close to, and all of us, I believe, have grown from tremendously, even if we didn't know her. But today was the shloshim of Shendel Ahuva Bas Yoel, a tzadekes, a malach of a little girl, who those who spent this past summer in Hask, lives have been changed forever. We spoke about that a few weeks ago. Tonight itself, just that somebody who was close to her wanted so deeply to sponsor tonight, Lila Nishmasa, says a lot. And shows, meaning often, anytime like a type of inspiration hits, so in the moment, we're emotional, whether that's from a good place or unfortunately from a sad place. But here we are a month later, and that we still are learning Lila Nishmasa, and we're still growing from her life. Shows, that's not going to end. That's not going to change when someone was that special. It says a lot that we're not going to forget her. And the reason is because she's changed so many of us in such a special way. And if we're afil b'misasan chai, that's the life that she lived is still in this world in a very, very, very real way. And I was thinking on the drive here, it's very appropriate, the volume. The reason I'm a few minutes late, I just had this chus to be the kayin of the pidyon haben. Literally, I mean, 3 minutes ago, I rushed over the minute after I made the Bayer Pergafen on the coast. Baruch Hashem was close by. Very special pidyon haben of a Talmud of mine who had a Bechor the exact same day, 30 days ago. And I was thinking about it, that, you know, both are a shloshim. A pidyon haben, it's also the pidyon haben should have been today, but it was Shabbos, so you're having a Matzah Shabbos, the shloshim of Shendel Huva was really today with Shabbos, but it's been commemorated on some level Matzah Shabbos. So you have a shloshim by a pidyon haben, you have a shloshim, unfortunately, lahavdil on so many levels. That's a pidyon haben is this tremendous simcha that we're celebrating. A bechor, a firstborn. And then lo aleinu, we should never have to commemorate shloshims in the way that we're talking about Shendel Huva. I was thinking just the following, maybe for each and every one of us. What's the connection to shloshim by both the pidyon haben and the shloshim after someone passes away, both 30 days? So maybe b'derech pnimius, maybe in a deeper way. 30 is the letter lamed, right? Lamed is gematria 30. And the letters have meanings to them. The Gemara goes through how each letter teaches us depth in the way that we pronounce it and what the letters stand for. And Lamed clearly, and there are a lot of deep Torahs in what I'm sharing now, but Lamed is clearly Lamad, to learn from. So maybe on some level, I just want to suggest, the number 30 is there to remind us that we're supposed to be learning from this. So by Pinyon Aben, this commemoration that we have, this beautiful mitzvah, a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah, what's the whole idea? The whole idea is to recognize that this is the most chashuv thing in your life. You know, there's a question that I asked a few minutes ago to my Talmud, my boy's tvei. Maybe some of you have been by a pidyon haben. My boy's tvei. What would you rather have? Do you want to keep your money and I'll take home your child? I'm the kohen, and on behalf of the Rabbanu Shlom, I'll take home your child. And I'm not sure if my wife will be so happy with that, but your choice. My boy's tvei. What's most important to you? Money or Aruchnius, and children, and life, my boy today. It's a big question. It's a question not just by pidyon haben, where we generally know the answer. I've asked that question many times. I've been zochet to do many pidyon habens as a kohen. I've always gotten the same answer. But there's a question we ask throughout our life, and there's a lot to learn, to lama, to learn from that, of prioritizing what's important in life. To learn from that, to always prioritize ruchnius over gashmius. To always prioritize our spirituality over our physicality. and to be machshev and recognize everything from Hashem. What's the whole idea by Pidyon HaBen as well? It's that this child, it's not ours. The Ribbono Shel Olam gifted us this child. And we have to recognize that. By redeeming the child, you recognize that a little bit more. This is really Hashem's. And therefore, there's a lot lamad. There's a lot to learn. And by Shloshim, what's the idea by Shloshim? It's 30 days later, the person passed away. And we're remembering that person again. Lamad, learn from that person's life. That's how we don't forget. When you're learning from that person and growing from that person. And therefore, for each and every one of us, those of us that were close, those of us that just have the schus to learn Leah Nishmasa and have learned about her, to learn from Shendel Huva's life. And in that schus, Amir Tashem, we'll be zoicha to be back together with her Bekaro, V'tchis HaMesim, V'tchul Shleim, V'mher B'meim. So Hanukkah's not for another 3 weeks. 3 weeks from tomorrow night, Amir Tashem, will be Hanukkah. 3 weeks is a long time, but Baruch Hashem, for us who've been waiting for a Yantav, it's not so long. And I think it's incumbent upon us to start preparing. We entered into Kislev, we had Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos Chodesh, we're in that month, and if we're in that month, we can already feel it. It's not enough just to feel it and be excited to light candles and to have some chvesna, some donuts and sing a few songs. If you really want to gain from Chanukah this year, if you really want to appreciate and be lit up from Chanukah, you can't just walk into Chanukah. So Baruch Hashem, we have 3 weeks to prepare. You know, in the Megillah, Megillah Esther, I know I'm jumping ahead. Purim's not. But Purim's all year. Like, we can always feel Purim. It says, Vayas HaMelech Kedvar Memuchan. HaMelech, the king of Pashup Shad HaChashverosh, but any time in the Megillah says a melech, we could always understand it on a deeper level, talking about the melech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayas HaMelech, God does for us kidvar mamuchan. They're talking about mamuchan, who is Haman, that the king was following the advice of Haman to kill Esther, to kill Vashti, I'm sorry. And eventually led to marry Esther. But on a deeper level, Svarim bring down, Vayas HaMelech, the king of all kings, the Melech Malchim Lachim does for us Kidvar. What's Muchan mean? Muchan means preparation. Hachana. Kidvar Mamuchan. Dependent on our preparation. And we do mitzvahs. And those mitzvahs earn schar. Those mitzvahs have returns. But if we just walk in and just do the mitzvah with no preparation, so seemingly that's void of heart, that's void of passion, that's void of meaning. When something's very important to us, there's a lot of preparation that goes in. When a young woman's looking forward to her chasana, you don't just walk into the chasana. There's months of preparation. Months of preparation, begashmi o baruchni. The flowers, and the photographer, and the dress, and the makeup, and the hair, and baruchni is learning hilchos taras mishpacha, and learning what it is to have shalom bayis, and reading svarim. Because I understand how chashuv, how important that is. So I'm not just going to walk into it. I think I'm just going to show up at my wedding. Shabbos Kodesh, every week. We just show up to Shabbos. You have to cook for Shabbos. You have to get the house ready for Shabbos. And hopefully, Beruchnis as well. We do some hachana on Erev Shabbos. So Chanukah, I'm just going to, okay, it's in 3 weeks. And that Sunday afternoon, I'll set up the menorahs and just walk in. Vayas HaMelech Kedvar Mamuchan. We have to prepare. And based on our preparations, how much we're going to feel it, and how much we're going to gain from it. And how much the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do for us. That's how special it is. Let's start preparing now. And hopefully then, we might could tap into this Chanukah, light up the world. Light up the world. So the Tikkuni Zohar tells us something very deep. Tells us that Chanukah is all about one tikkun. There's one area we're looking to fix, one area to work on. All of Chanukah is what we learn from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is tikkun midas hod. Tikkun midas hod. To fix the midah of hod. Now we hear these midos, right? They're thrown around. Chesed. Chesed is a pretty easy one. I mean, easier said than done to live the life of chesed, but at least we know what we're talking about when we talk about chesed, right? Gvura, maybe as well, to have strength against the Yetzer Hara. But then we get into like the deeper ones already, right? Tiferes, Netzach, Yisod, Malchus. We've heard these phrases. Svir Sa'omer, right? We see them in the Siddur when we count Svira. Netzach Shebehod. Like, what's that really mean? These are deep ideas that are our midos that we're supposed to be working on. Hod, I believe, is another one we could understand. Maybe not all of it, at least part of it. What is Hod? Hod is Hodah. Hod is gratitude. Hod is to be a thankful individual. To be able to be someone full of Hodah, full of Akar Satov. That's the Tikkun HaZohar says, that's what Chanukah is all about, and that's what, therefore, all of Kislev is about. This entire month, which embodies Chanukah. That's why it is, if you open up the Gemara in Shabbos of Chavalot, when it talks about my Chanukah, and it tells a little bit about the story that the Yevanim came and they defiled the Beis HaMikdash and they destroyed all the, and contaminated all the oil, and we found one Pach Shemen, and therefore, Kavu, they established these days for Chanukah, and what does it say to do what? Lahoidois ulahalo. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. You know what Chanukah is all about? You know what the purpose of Chanukah is all about? Lahoidois ulahalo. To give thanks. Now the truth is we give thanks often throughout the year. Pesach we also give thanks. And Shavuos we also give thanks. But the essence here of the Yontif that we find the Gemara that says it so strongly and the Tikkuni Zohar that says this is what it's all about. To be metake midas hod. To be someone who's just bleeding thanks. Appreciating others. And maybe most importantly appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. The truth is, I can't think of a more important midah. Because most importantly, if you're metaking midas hod, if we work on this midah, if we hit a point in it, these 3 weeks, now's the time, that's what we're learning about now, to prepare for Chanukah, to walk into Chanukah, to light the candle that first night, and be someone who's like just flowing with thankfulness, with gratitude. You know why that's so important? It's not just so important, Vad, the Ribbono Shel Olam appreciates so much when he does so much for us. And when we are thankful, obviously that's very meaningful to Hashem. There's a reason why the first word out of our mouth every morning is Moda. Thank you. Hashem's telling us something there. The first word out of our mouth. It's not, the first word out of our mouth is not Ani Mamim. The first word is Moda. Stop and think about that. That's the first word out of our mouth when we wake up in the morning. That's something very deep. That's something very real. Many Sfarim talk about it. It should really be Ani Modeh. I give thanks. But we don't want that the first word out of our mouth should be Ani. I. First word is about me. Then I'm Modeh. Thank you. You know why this is so important? Not just because the Ribbono Shel Olam so deeply appreciates it. Because it's the biggest key to happiness. What we want more than anything in this world is Simchas HaChaim. We want to be the happiest people in the world. Imagine if you feel that you're the happiest person in the world, but not like once in a while, not just when good things are happening, always. I'm sure a lot of the Chevra have learned through the Sefer Olam HaMidos. Such a beautiful Sefer. Rav Kestenbaum, he really did something so special for the world. It's rare, you know, there's such incredible Sfarim, there's thousands. But to have like a contemporary Sefer that's done so well and so uplifting in such a beautiful way. Mamish, incredible work. Every page is a diamond in that Sefer. Really, a Mamish, every page. Such an incredible taruva, such an incredible mixture of like incredible Torah and incredible psychology. Done so well. But my favorite parak in the Sefer is where he talks about Simcha. Maybe because it's the most important thing in my life, and what I don't know, probably every other share we talk about that somehow, right? And he talks there and he explains in such a beautiful way the key, the mafteach to happiness and lo aleinu sadness, why it happens. Why is a person sad and why is a person happy? And he explains also why happiness, even when something good happens, very often that like lasts very short and it's gone. And when something unfortunately, negative happens and it creates sadness, that lasts for a very long time. Like for days, I could be in a cloud of sorrow. And he explains there so beautifully that, because the truth is, Hashem does so much for us. Hashem doesn't stop doing for us. He gives us everything. He gives us our health. He gives us the ability to see, the ability to speak, the ability to be here tonight and to learn Torah. You know how special it is just to come on a Matzah Shabbos and to learn Torah? You know what that is? You know what this is? What a schus it is to come together. Think about what other people are doing right now and how meaningful it is, how special it is, what a schus this is. It's awesome. Is there anything else you do that makes you feel as special? Hashem gives us so much. So because He gives us so much, we unfortunately often take it for granted. And when we take it for granted, we have this like natural tendency to feel that everything should be coming my way, everything should be good. Like, it all, I deserve to only have good things in my life, because 99% of the time that's what it is, because it's all for my Hashem. So then when something negative happens, it so rocks our world, because that's not what my world generally is. So it makes such a strong roshim. It makes such a strong imprint. When something good happens, yeah, of course, that's what life is. Like, it's good because God takes care of me always. So it doesn't make as much of an imprint. So what's the way I could combat that? What's the way I could ensure that I allow the good things that happen to me create tremendous simcha in my life, and the small things that don't take over my life? The biggest key is actually giving gratitude, giving thanks, having gratitude, being a thankful person, meaning stopping and constantly recognizing and thinking about, not just taking it for granted, what Hashem does for me, but really thanking Hashem for what He does for me. Yeah, we wake up and we say, Pokei Achivim, but have you really thought about that bracha lately? Like, have you really given thanks, or you just said the bracha because then I said it? Have we really given thanks to appreciate daily that I could see? Just that I could see. Because there are people that can't. I have a very close friend, such a tzaddik, Rabbi Levi Greenspan. I'm sure many of you have met him, have heard him speak. Very close friend. Tell you what type of tzaddik. Every single, a lot of the chevra have learned Torah, and I've seen clips maybe from Rabbi Melech Biederman. Right? Rabbi Melech Biederman, tzaddik Yisod Olam in Bnei Brak. So he comes out every week with a pamphlet. They make it in Hebrew, they make it in English, they make it in Yiddish, on the Parsha. Every single Friday, when I get home, at one point, and in my mailbox is that pamphlet that Levi Greenspan sends me every single week that I should have. He finds all random people. I don't know. He lives in Queens. I don't know who he finds. I don't know how he gets it to me. There's not a week it doesn't come to me, because he knows I'll appreciate it. Tzaddik, mamish. I don't know how many people he does that for. Or other things. Unfortunately, he can't see. What type of gift it is to be able to see? It's priceless. You ever stop and think about how priceless it is? Lo aleinu, God forbid, a person had some sort of illness with their eyes and weren't able, but the doctors were able to save that, but it was like $2 million. Any family would give all of their money and raise whatever need be to save the eyesight of the child. It's not even a question, because it's worth more than anything else in the world. And we have that. I woke up with that this morning. So yeah, I said the words, Pokei Achivrim. But did I feel it? Did I really give gratitude? If we were able to stop and really thank Hashem and have real hodah for all that He does for us, you know what type of people, you know how happy we'd be? Because then we'd recognize and we think about the 99% of good in my life. So then it will be the opposite result. Because then when something negative happens, if I'm actually focusing and recognizing what Hashem does for me, I'm going to get down about a little nothing. I just thanked Hashem for 99% of my life. My life's awesome. That's what Hodah could be for me. Toiv l'hoidah es l'Hashem. We sing it. Do we realize it's Toiv? By the way, in the Torah, that's like the greatest thing, right? There's no word. We have in English, we have like lots of words to describe things. Something's great and amazing and awesome and wonderful. In the Torah, you have one word. And that word means it's incredible and great. It's called Tov. Vayar l'kim as ar ki tov. Once in a while you get a tov ma'od, you know. Tov means incredible. Toiv l'hoidos l'Hashem. It's awesome to give thanks to Hashem. So are we doing it?
Are we thanking Hashem? Are we really thanking Hashem for all that He does for us?
There was one time a Yid, and he was observing the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. Imagine, there's probably still a few Yidden around that met the Chafetz Chaim. I've had this chus to meet Yidden in my life that met the Chafetz Chaim. I got a bracha from Rabbi Yankelovich, Zeches Tzedakah Shevracha, who was a Rashiv in YU and a relative of one of my close friends. And he got a bracha from Chafetz Chaim. I got a bracha from somebody who got a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim. Like, that's ridiculous. Because when we think Chafetz Chaim, if you didn't know better, you think it's like Chafetz Chaim and, you know, Yaakov Avinu, like, you know, right? No, the Chafetz Chaim lived in the 1930s. So he's watching the Chafetz Chaim daven. Imagine the schus to watch the Chafetz Chaim daven. He davened a very long Shemon Esrei. And the Yid came over to the Chafetz Chaim and he said, could you teach me the Kavanah? He thought he must have like these deep, crazy, Kabbalistic Kavanahs. Could you teach me what Kavanahs do you have? What should I be thinking about when I daven, to daven such a meaningful, powerful, emotional Shemon Esrei? Like, I want that. Chafetz Chaim says to him, I'll be honest, I don't really have such lofty Kavanahs. Most of my Shemon Esrei, I'm just focusing on Pirish Amilim, just understanding what the words mean. That's the main Kavanah, just knowing what I'm saying. And most of my Shemon Esrei actually goes very quickly. But then I get up to Modim, and I get up to the part of Shemon Esrei to say thank you, Hashem. And I just can't stop thanking Hashem for all the bracha He's given me. I can't stop thanking Hashem for all He's done for me. And I just get lost in my gratitude, lost in my Akar Satov. That's why my Shemon Esrei takes a long time. Hodah. To be thankful for what we have. To focus on that. And actually, actively thank Hashem for that. What a beautiful movement in our Dor over this last couple of years. Of this thank you Hashem movement. These Yidden from our neighbor, right here in Lawrence. That are changing the world with that. That's not just like a nice Joey Newcomb song, you know? Joey's a very close friend of mine. He's a tzaddik. He's an awesome person. But that song is the most powerful song that's been around in many years because of what lesson it's teaching the world. What lessons it's teaching the world is to say thank you, Hashem, constantly about everything. The bumper stickers, the sweatshirts. But that's all good. That's not like some cute zach, very nice. That's amazing. Like, that's what our life has to be. Guess what the Eibishter wants for us? Toiv loizis Hashem. That's the biggest key to our happiness. And that's what this month is about. If you want to know, what should I do this month? The Zohar tells us, tikkun midas hod. Work on them. Work on being more thankful to Hashem. Having more kavan in my modim. Because we get confused. I remember one of my rabbeim. So years and years ago, I was in yeshiva, and it was Yom HaTzmaut. And Yom HaTzmaut is always this like hot topic, you know? You say halal, don't say halal, with a bracha, without a bracha. Are you going to eat a blue and white cookie today? You know, like it's a lot of hack with Yom HaTzmaut in the world we come from. Sometimes too much hack. We should more focus on loving Eretz Yisrael than Yom HaTzmaut, but for another time, we won't go there. I remember asking one of my rabbis, like, what should be the avodah of Yom HaTzmaut? What should be the avodah? Obviously, we love Eretz Yisrael. We're thankful that forget about the actual day and that it's during Svira and singing and dancing. Yes, no, music. I'm not talking about halacha now. I'm just talking about what should be the avodah of any yid whose heart loves Eretz Yisrael, which is every single one of us, or we got to really do some introspection. And are thankful that our door, after close to 2,000 years, can go. And for this past year and a half, it's been very hard. And Baruch Hashem, now again, we could just get on a plane and go to Eretz Yisrael. So what's our vote? See, you know what he said our vote is? Forget about a halal, yes, no. There are halachic ramifications. He says, you know what the biggest, most important vote is?
He told me, I'll never forget. He says, have more kavana in your modim today. He wasn't saying to or not to say, oh, I wouldn't even get into it. He said, the most important thing is just have more kavana in your modim. You have Shmoneh Esrei, right? You have a bracha to thank Hashem. On a day when Hashem did something and that you want to be thankful for, thank Hashem more for it. That's the thing about it. That's what he told me.
It's a key to our happiness, Chavra. And that's this month. You know where it comes from? So on those words in Tehillim, Toiv L'Hoidos L'Hashem. Toiv L'Hoidos L'Hashem.
The Ibn Ezrik says, you know where the Hodah comes from? Because we understand, why don't we have it? What can we work on if we're not being as thankful as we should be? Ibn Ezrik says, in Kapitel Tehillim, Tzadi Beis, Toiv L'Hoidos L'Hashem, Bemunas Halev. It comes from the emun of our hearts. It comes from a place that I have to believe deeply. I have to believe deeply that everything I have and everything that happens in this world is from Hashem. And I have to truly believe that. I have to think about that. And I have to believe deeply even all the hester of the world, all that's hidden, even when it doesn't feel so good, even when I don't understand why things are happening, that too is from Hashem, and underneath it all is good. Kol ma'adav rachmano l'tav of it. When I have that emuna, that it all comes from Hashem, and everything that's happening is from Hashem, that's when ultimately I'm going to be more thankful. Because we tend to forget, we take it for granted. And we forget that everything we have is from Hashem. We know it when we're asked it. We believe it. But do we live with it? That's our Ikar Avodah. And to know, I'll read you from the words of the Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael on Chanukah explains, Hod Niskan Al Yedei Amuna. The way to fix our Hod, fix our gratitude, is through Amuna, through believing in Hashem. And what does that mean, Amunah? Amunah is not when everything's perfect and good. Kimi shechone na'aso Hashem b'daz zoch tzolol b'oyer b'mir se'nayim b'roah v'hiris b'li astaris panim ein tzarech Amunah kokach. Those people have this pure closeness and everything's good going on in their life and Hashem, they feel and know Hashem is by their side. They don't need to work on their Amunah. They have it. But it's specifically Avon Hashem b'chusei arech. People who are at a lower place. The Ace Tokev Achashkus, when the darkness is taking over. And Anachnu Yoshvim V'choshech V'lo Archas V'sholom, you're sitting in darkness without light. Shenichshach Or Hadas Badein, when therefore the darkness, the light of our knowledge, the light of our intellect, the light of understanding goes dark. Ikar Etzaso Amuna, that's when we have to pull down Amuna. Bemunascha balelos. Tov lahoidos l'Hashem. Tov lahoidos l'Hashem. It's good to give thanks to Hashem. Where does it come? Hagid baboker chazdecha. Recognize baboker in the light all the good. That's easy. But bemunascha balelos as well. Laham in bemuna shleima. To believe with complete emuna. Ba'achdus HaBorei Baruch Hu, the oneness of Hashem, Shu Amahus, He's the essence, Kol Havayos U'Mesaviv Kol Hasibos. Everything that happens, every reason, right? Mesaviv Kol Hasibos, sounds a little bit Yishe Ribo, right? Mesaviv Kol Hasibos, that's where it comes from, it's one. It's all from Hashem. U'Manig Ha'olam Kulo V'Midot HaRachimim. And he's leading the entire world with rachim and mechaldehu l'tovas when everything is for good. How do you know it's from good? Kim ito. Lo seitze haros, because nothing happens bad from God. The ain's astars panim. There is no real astars panim. It's always Hashem. And when you could see that and you know it and you believe it, of course you're going to say thank you, Hashem. But we have to believe it. And we have to instill that in our heart, in our hearts and in our minds. What did Yavon come and do? What did the Greeks come and do? What is all of Chanukah? Yavon, the Chvedra says, is choshech, is darkness. Yavan is saying Hashem is not in our lives. Yavan is saying there's a teva, it's nature. It's nature that you're going to wake up in the morning. It's nature that you have the ability to see. It's nature you have the ability to hear. It's nature. It's the also. Well, don't worry. It's nature that if you work hard in school, you're going to do well, and then you'll get a good job, and you'll have parnasa. And it's nature when you're going to find your shidduch. And we feel that at times, even though we don't say it, when we're put into place, we know it's all Hashem. But are we living with that, or are we living a life of nature? Be real, be honest. We're living a life of nature. Yavon, that's the Greeks. That's Choshech. Chanukah, we leave that darkness. Chanukah is a time of Or. Chanukah is a time of light. Chanukah is a time when we say it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haidzais Lahala. And give Hodah. And then we can give Hodah. When we know it's all Hashem, we give Hodah. Even in dark times, and of course in light times. You know, some of the Chevra maybe read it, put it out on the chat. The story from last week that I sent on the Facebook on the Meaningful Minute. I want to explain something a little deeper. I had a close Talmud of mine, Eli Baruchov. Eli Baruchov, I don't know if some of you read this, but I just want to explain. Eli Baruchov, 6 years ago, last Erev Shabbos, was outside Maros HaMachpelah. Outside Maros HaMachpelah, I'm sure everyone in his room was in that same exact spot outside Maros HaMachpelah. And Shabbos Chayesara, Chevron, he was all excited to be there with his family. First time his family was going. I'm sure some of us, I've gone many times. My family is very deeply connected to Chevron. My grandmother was there this year. She hasn't missed outside of last year because of COVID. I don't know, 25 years in Chevron for Chayesara. She's turning 90 next week, Kainar. She won't miss. Started coming. Not my first year learning in Eretz Yisrael. That year I remember I went without her. The second year she came for the first time. She says, I'm coming with you. We have close family friends that live in Chevron right next to Beit Hadassa and Beit Shneerson and the Horowitzes. And she came and she's gone every year since the last year. My father usually goes. And 6 years ago, Eli Baruch was there. He's standing outside a little bit before Shabbos. And there's a sniper, or even, like we read this morning, Ace of Sones Yaakov, nothing's changed. And he shot him. And he was rushed to the hospital. Miraculous, needs some glue. If he shot like millimeters to one side, I wouldn't be able to tell you the story because it was right next to, an artery or a vein that was very important that he for sure would have bled to death. That's what the doctor said. Like literally millimeters, like amounts that we can't even draw, you know. And he came back, as I said, he came back to America, flew back Sunday night, got back Monday already. And I went to visit him. I was spending time with him in his house. And that Thursday night, we had the Thursday night men's share in my house, and we were sitting around the table with a lot of his friends. He used to come every Thursday night. He would never miss. I'm sitting around the table talking about the incredible miracle, the incredible nes that Eli went through. And we're about to start shir. And he limps into my house. He limps into my house and someone goes and gets this big comfortable chair. He could hardly walk. He was shot less than a week earlier in his upper thigh. I remember Mamish, just crying. It was the first time he left his house. It was to come learn Torah because he didn't miss Thursday night shir, he's not going to miss. And the next year, I went back with him. And I was standing in that exact, I can't explain to you what this moment was, standing in that exact makom a year later. Standing in that exact makom with him, l'haydos l'halal, to give thanks to Hashem of this incredible miracle. Exact Erev Shabbos, in the exact makom, minutes before Shabbos, just the two of us. That moment is like imprinted on my heart. But it was a moment of lahodos al halal. Now, how do you do that? He was shot. Like, why are we lahodos al halal? Shkoyach. So Hashem saves his life, but he was shot. Because Eli Baruch has such strong emunah, knows that Hashem runs the world. And he knows the avod is to see all the good that Hashem does for him. Just focus on that good and focus on Hashem saving his life and focus on the fact that because of that, him and his family built this incredible kesher to the Chevron Fund and to Shiva Shavi Chevron, and they go back every year and have this connection to Eretz Yisrael and to Chevron that he and his family didn't have in that way beforehand. And he's able to see it in a very special way. And it helped build it. He has this incredible relationship with Hashem that I see, and I saw how it just flourished, and for his entire family, from that. Now, halavai, we don't need to get shot for that to happen, you know, and that's... But everything's from Hashem. And the more we recognize everything's from Hashem, the more we have that amunah, the more we give lahoidus lahala, we just thank Hashem for all the good, and when we thank Hashem for the good, all that happens is we become the happiest people in the world. That's all that happens. I'll share with you as well. The Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid of Mezrich was a big Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Dov Ber had the schus once to be by his kever. He's buried together with Rav Zusha. I'm sure many of you heard of Rav Zusha, Rav Melech's brother, Naimel Melech's brother. Rav Zusha and the Maggid. I once went there, it was incredible. The Maggid writes that the Midah of Hod, this Midah is Keneged the Yerech, the thigh of a body. Somehow it's connected to our thigh. And he explains why is it connected to our thigh. He says because the thigh is the upper part of the leg, which gives the is the foundation of the whole body. It gives the support to the whole body. And Hod is the support of our lives. The Midah of Hod gives support to our happiness, to our life, to meaningful and purposeful life. Which is based, now we understand, in Amunah. Thinking now, that's maybe why my Talmud Eli was shot in the thigh. Never thought about it till now. Could have been shot in a lot of places. All that came out of that was tremendous gratitude and amuna and lahaydiz lahalal. That's what came out of that. So of course it's going to be in that makom, because that's the place of Hod. So now we can understand something else as well. In a couple of weeks, Parshas Vayishlach, we have the famous fight of Yaakov Avinu, who we started learning about deeply this morning, and the Sar Shal Esav. There's a lot of connections to Hanukkah with that fight. What did he go back for? Remember, he's with his family and he travels back. What did he go back for? What was he trying to find? Pachim Ketanim. Pachim Ketanim. Many Sfarim talk about Keneged. The Shulchan Aruch says it. The Pach Shemen of Hanukkah. Vayeovek Yishimo. Vayeovek Yishimo. A man fought with him. Vayeovek Yishimo is Gematria 546, which is the word shemen, oil, b'milo. If you spell out shemen, shin, yud, nun, mem, mem, nun, vav, nun, you spell it out, right? That's what the milo of a letter, right? Every letter has its depth, how we vocalize it, how we verbalize it. If you add up all the letters of the milo of shemen, it's Vayeovek Yishimo. So we see a lot of connections, ramaz, and depth. Where was he hit? Where was Yaakov hit? The Yerech Yaakov. Meaning Baruch Hashem, he survived and he defeated the Tzar Shel Esav. Where did the Tzar Shel Esav, that Malach, try to hit him? Where did he try to damage him? In his thigh. Because he understood that our foundation of meaning, of purpose, of happiness is there in that thigh, and that's that represents our hold. And he said, that's what I want to take away, because when I take away that hod, there's sadness. And when I take away that hod, there's no amunah. And that's going to be our downfall. And that was what the Yevanim said as well. Take away all their amunah. Take away all the hod. So therefore, how do we be metaken lahoidus lahalal? To thank Hashem. There's a malach said, Vayomer Shalcheni, send me away. Shalcheini, Zera Kodesh, the Rashi says it's Rashi Tevos, the letters Shin, Lamed, Ches, Nun, Yud, are Lehadlik, Ner, Chanukah, Shmoina, Yamim. Obviously not in that order, but if you take those letters, the Rashi Tevos, Lehadlik, Ner, Chanukah, Shmoina, Yamim. Because that's what comes out of this. What comes out of that, when I defeat the Sar Shalesim. The Sar Shalesim, it says, I don't want you to thank Hashem anymore. I don't want you to appreciate what He does for you. Chanukah is the opposite of that. That's what we're preparing for. And I saw something amazing in the schus of this Heiliger group. I never saw this before. Sefer Bircha Shmuel from the Shachal HaTorah. I don't know how I never saw this before, but he says as follows. Those pachim, you know, it's strange. Everyone asks and talks about this. That Yaakov is with his whole family traveling, and he goes back to get a couple jars. Like, really? Like, leave the jars, Yaakov. Are they so important? Like, you really need these jars? So you forgot them. You're going to make everybody wait for jars? And look what happens. Sarshal is a fight with you. The Shachar Torah says, you know where these jars came from? We know the famous Maisa. Next week's Parsha. Where Yaakov Avinu sleeps on Har Bayis. You have all the Avonim, all the stones come together and become one stone. What happened to that stone? That stone obviously is a miraculous stone. That stone is something very chashuv. You think Yaakov just left the stone there? Imagine you, this incredible miracle happened. Yaakov went to sleep and saw he was surrounded by 12 stones, and now suddenly he wakes up and there's one stone after this incredible dream with the sulam and the ladder and everything, and the stone. So you think he just, oh wow, cool, okay, leaves the stone there? Like, you're gonna take that stone, right? Lahavda, somebody just sent me, I don't know, my brother, I guess it's World Series, you know, they just had the baseball World Series, so people are into baseball. My brother apparently sent out on social media somewhere, because a lot of people were sending me pictures of this. When we went to a World Series game, when the Yankees won the World Series in 1999. He sent out some picture after. So I was reminiscing how I was there in 1996 when the Yankees won the World Series. That was the 3 World Series games in my life. All 3 when the World Series clinching games. I don't know if you guys care about this stuff. I don't anymore anyways, but Lameisa, I'll just tell you where we're getting. We're not talking about baseball here, don't worry. The first World Series game I was at when the Yankees won the World Series in 1996, I was a senior in high school. So you can imagine, it was very exciting to me. I was a very big Yankees fan. I was like at all the games. Never saw them win the World. It was the first World Series in like 20 years. So I was at the game with my father. It was Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. Remember, we missed the first half of the first inning because Shabbos. Baruch Hashem. And after the game, we're so excited. You know, at that point, that was important to me in my life. And we were like, mamish, like, rejoicing in the stands for like an hour after the game. And I was on top, I was jumping up and down on my seat. Because I was very happy. And accidentally, I broke through the seat. Mamish, you know, like, you've been to, you know, the seat, the piece you sit on, like, the flaps up and down. So I was jumping up and down on the seat, and it broke. I fell through it. Baruch Hashem, I was fine. But I broke this off. And I said to my father, they're going to fix the seat. I felt bad, it was an accident, but they're going to fix the seat, they're not going to use this again. So I said, I'm going to take it home. He said, yeah, you can take it home, they're not going to use it, it's not a question. I can't get rid of it. Emes, I have it in my house. I'll be honest. It's not actually important to me anymore. I can't get rid of it. It's 96 World Series in my seat. I don't know. It's something I feel like I'm supposed to have it. Why? I don't know at this point why I think I'm supposed to have it, but I still have it. Gears of the Yuknusa, you know, you connect to your youth still. You don't get rid of those feelings. So that was my seat from the 96 World Series. I'm not just going to get rid of it. Like, I have it. You know, I can't get rid of it. So you have Lahavdil, Yaakov Avinu has this stone that's miraculous. You think he's just going to, all right, leave it there? So the Shachal Torah says he took that stone and he made it into pach. He made it into like a jar. And he saw this jar miraculously would continuously, even if you put oil in it and used it, it would just continuously fill up. It like became, obviously, it was made out of a nace, it is a nace, and it would always fill with oil. And he kept it. And those were the pachim ketanim. He's out that he somehow forgot. He's like, I'm not going to leave that. That's a special gift from Hashem. That's why he went back. And the Shachar Torah says, that was the jar that was used to anoint the Kelim and the Mishkan and Aaron and the Kohanim. That oil from there. And he suggests, he says it must be, that that was also the Pach Shemen. The Pach Shemen, the oil that came from that jar as well, that was found by the Nes of Chanukah. It was miraculous oil from that same Pach, from the beginning of the oil from Yaakov Avinu. From Mehelge Yaakov Avinu. And those are the Pachim Ketanim that he goes back to get, and he fights with the Sar Shal Esav. And that fight represents the fight of Chanukah. The Yerach in his thigh to destroy the foundation. So what is our Avodah? To strengthen our Hodah. To strengthen our foundation. To strengthen our Amunah. And to strengthen our ability to say thank you Hashem. And that's what we're going to read about also soon. The Medrash says, who was the first to give thanks to Hashem? I know you all know this, right? Who was the first to give thanks to Hashem? It was Leah by Yehuda. Hapam Odas Hashem. It's part of Joy's song, right? Which is so beautiful, because that's another chelek of Odah, not just to have Amunah, and not just to know that Hashem's doing everything for us every moment, but also to know, as much as we do, it's Matnas Chinam. Hashem's giving us more than we ever deserve. And to believe that, and that's part of Amunah. And it's often the Rebbe Chaim, the sons of Rebbe, such a deep Torah. He says, well, Hapam Odes Hashem, the first thank you Hashem was Yehuda. So there's something very deep in this. He says, you know who's going to come from Yehuda? Mashiach comes from Yehuda. Mashiach comes from Yehuda. And if that was Hapam Odes Hashem, that was the first thank you, that was also Hachana for the ultimate thank you. Because when Mashiach comes, we're going to be able to look back and recognize and know that everything that happened until then, it was all part of the master plan. It was all orchestrated from above. And we'll have to say thank you Hashem, not just for Mashiach, but for everything He's done for us in the deepest of ways. So it's one thank you, the same thank you of Yehuda, which is the beginning in a certain sense of Mashiach. It's just preparation for the ultimate thank you. But why do we have to wait? We don't have to wait to say thank you Hashem. Say it now. Don't wait till then for the aura to come and be so revealed. Recognize now all that Hashem does for us. Every single day. Every single moment. In every one of our lives. It's true we do have nisyonos. We do have challenges. We do have difficulties. But let's be real. It's 99% incredible. If we focused and recognized and didn't take for granted all that we have. And started thanking Hashem for it. It's a different life. It's a different life. You know, Chevra, a few years ago, spoke about this, once gave a whole shiur. I don't know if any of the Chevra was there. This is years ago, back in the Schreier house. You know, before COVID, feels like 100 years ago, right? So it was a long time ago. But a few shvuas ago, I ended up in the hospital. It was a shvuas. The shvuas started on Matzei Shabbos. It was a 3-day antiv. And Shabbos, Friday night, already I started feeling tremendous pain. And by the way, I'm just thinking this right now, talking to you, it was in my thigh. Not even when I was thinking to share the story did I think of that till now. The pain was in my thigh, in my yerech. And tremendous. I couldn't sit, I couldn't lay, I couldn't anything. I was hoping and believing it's like a pulled muscle. Went to sleep. I ended up having to sleep in like a big chair that night in my room because I couldn't even lay down. I remember just constantly telling myself and trying to picture that I'm in a seat on Al-Al because that I could sleep on those. So I might somehow be able to sleep here. I convinced myself so that I could fall asleep. And hoping in the morning I'll feel okay. I didn't think it was anything serious. I couldn't imagine. Next day, I had a bunch of talmidim. I couldn't go to shul. I couldn't walk. I said, okay, it's just lasting a little bit longer. I had a few talmidim for lunch, but even then, I couldn't even sit in a seat anymore. It was like this excruciating pain. Eventually, we had a doctor come over with Tatzala. Tatzala came like a few times. Gave me some steroid shots and some other things. Fell asleep. I thought it'd be okay. I'm supposed to be speaking like 6 times over Shavuos. And moments when I woke up from that sleep, and mamish, I had like 103 temperature and was still in crazy pain. And eventually, as Shabbos turned into Shavuos, they rushed me in an ambulance to the hospital. And I was in the hospital for a few days, all of Shavuos. That Shavuos, I didn't daven a word. That Shavuos night with my son in the emergency room, I learned 5 minutes just to learn. The pain, I can't even explain what the pain was. I couldn't, if I moved an inch in my leg, it was the most excruciating pain of my life. And nothing helped. For days, nothing helped. Even they give me all the pain medicines in the world, nothing helped. Finally, they gave me Tylenol by drip, which is like $2,000 a time. That finally like helped a little bit. They said my hospital will save a few $100,000. But everything they gave me and everything they were trying, they didn't. They couldn't figure it out for days also, which got scary. Then one point on like Sunday afternoon, my whole body started shaking and shivering and had like 104 temperature. And there were some very scary moments in the sense of, especially when they couldn't figure it out, you know. And then over time, it ended up being, they figured out over time after like a third CAT scan and MRI, they finally realized it was a torn muscle. And simultaneously, they had some sort of virus going on. That's why the temperature was all. It was like a few different little things that it was like a perfect storm. They thought I'd be in the hospital for a week, but they didn't realize Tuesday night I had DRS graduation, so I had to go give all my Talmidim hugs. And Wednesday morning, I had my son's graduation from like nursery. So I told them, no, I'm out of here by Tuesday afternoon. They're like, no, you probably stay until next week. That was on Monday, and Tuesday afternoon I was out of there. And I remember that, you know, it was by far the most difficult yet most inspirational Shavuos of my life. And I remember my wife that Tuesday afternoon, because after those days in the hospital from Matzei Shabbos and not being with my family Shavuos, not being with my Talmidim and Talmidot Shavuos, and that so much. I remember my wife came to drive me home, and the whole ride home, it's not a long drive. I was in South Nassau, 20 minutes. I was just bawling the whole, I was just crying, but emotional. It was the most emotional I remember. I couldn't stop crying. And the crying was like, it was just emotional. I don't know, I couldn't even explain what the crying was. And then we pull up to my house. My children were waiting for me. And I remember, like, the day before, it was Monday afternoon, when one of these nurses was walking me in a wheelchair, just to go get another MRI. He asked me, I remember, we were right by the elevator, I could never forget this, he asked me, so what do you miss most that you're in the hospital? I don't know why he asked me this question. And I'm in the middle of this hospital, I just start crying and just tell him my children. Not being with my children, especially, he didn't understand. It was Yontif, and I'm just like bawling in this hospital. And I get back home, and they're all outside, and they're playing on a speaker. Thank you, Hashem. And it was like the most special moments of my life. I just hug all of them. I have this picture, and it was actually like a 5-second video of that moment that my wife, I guess, was taking, because all the children are in it. And the amount of Hakar Satov I've had from that time in the hospital for my children, for my wife who was by my side that entire time, for my son who every night just stayed up all night with me. My son was in the hospital with me and Shmuel, and he wouldn't go to sleep. And I used to tell him, lay down, go to sleep. He says, no, just in case you need me, I'm not going to sleep. And he wouldn't sleep. And that Karzatov over ahead for Atzola, which is what they did above and beyond, and certain doctors, and just that Karzatov, and then that Karzatov that I've had since then daily in my life, just to be able to walk. Like, who here has ever had, like, real Hakaras HaTov that you could walk? You know the kavanah I have every morning when I say Zokeif Kefufim now? From that day, from a few years ago, every day, I can't explain to you what it is, because I couldn't Zokeif Kefufim for those days. The thank you Hashems that I had from that moment were life-changing and so inspirational. And it was the most special Yeshuas of my life. And I learned for 5 minutes and didn't dive one tefil. I mean, I dive in Hashem plenty, but I don't mean that from a sitter. I just couldn't. So why do you have to go to a hospital for that? Because all the things that I was thanking Hashem for, they were all things I had the whole time, but I took for granted. They were all things that Hashem gave me. He gave me the most beautiful 5 children, the luckiest person in the world, and gave me the most incredible wife. And he gave me incredible health. He's given me so much. He put me in such an incredible community with such special people that were there by my side. All those things I had the whole time. But when you have it daily and you have it, you take it for granted. You know what else we have the whole time? The Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is by our side. The Ribbono Shel Olam is taking care of us. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. And Ribbono Shel Olam is doing everything he knows is in our best interest. Believe it. Know it. Just don't stop saying thank you, Hashem. And here we have this month of Hod. We're going to walk into Chanukah, Beretz Hashem, with that feeling of thank you, Hashem. We're going to light up the world. Light up our lives. And that's the Hodah that Hashem's waiting for, that Hapam Hodah Hashem by Yehuda. Maybe it's the opposite. See, the Dibri Chaim says that's Yehuda's Mashiach, and that's the Hodah we're going to have then. But maybe the connection to Yehuda Mashiach is that's the Hodah Hashem's waiting for to bring Mashiach. That if each and every one of us could be thankful in such a way every day of our lives, to instill and revitalize that Amunah and have that thankfulness for everything Hashem does for us, then we'll be zayich to say the ultimate thank you, Hashem, that the Bias Mashiach, the Kula Shlema, the Mashiach Zidkeinu, and Heir of Yemeinu. Have a beautiful Heilig week. Mitzvah will continue in 2 weeks.